Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I am pleased to have as my guest Erin Schreier. And her bio is longer than my arm, and it's all just, even if she had only done one of these things, it would be amazing. She's president of Sagestone Partners, a Cincinnati-based firm focused on leadership and talent management. And she is certified as a leadership, talent, and management coach. She's an adjunct faculty certified strengths trainer. She's director of the Business Coach Roundtable. She was runner-up for Woman of the Year, 40 Under 40, 2010 Rising Star, certified woman-owned and minority-owned business enterprise. And as if that wasn't enough, she also is very involved in Authentic Leadership Cincinnati. And she's a board member of the Character Council. She's a board member of Impact 100, which awards transformational grants to local nonprofits. She is with TeamWorks and Mentor Lead, the One City Foundation, Minimizing Poverty. And she is a mock interviewer and mentor supporting job readiness and self-sufficiency. She lives in Cincinnati with her husband and two children. She's an honors graduate of Miami University. Oh, my goodness. I told her on the pre-show, if we could just bottle her energy, I think we could probably power the United States. So welcome, Erin. Thank you for coming to the show.
Thanks so much, Laurie Beth. I'm just thrilled to be here. I appreciate it.
And we have a very dear mutual friend, Emily Roach, who's not recently married, but married more than a year ago. What's her married name now?
It's Emily Bauman.
Emily Bauman. And she's having a baby even as we speak. We're just
I'm hoping so.
I'm hoping so.
She is past her due date. And big shout out to Em. And if you're listening, I hope you're listening and having a baby all at the same time. We love you.
Yes. Emily has been a dear friend, and she's got a lot going on literally here.
Yes.
So let's talk about you, Erin. What motivates you to do all these things, and you're still married and have two children? And, I mean, when you wake up in the morning, what do you think? What are your first thoughts?
You know, it's a great question. I have really just been blessed with a huge amount of energy. I often describe it as a freakish amount of energy. And, you know, I'm just such a firm believer, Laurie Beth, that all of us are given what we're given, our gifts, our strengths, our talents, whatever they are, but we are given them for a reason. And I take that as a very serious and personal responsibility. And so I look at all of this energy that I have, and I just tell myself every day, okay, you've got all this for a reason, so now just go give it back to the world. And so that's just what I try to do with everything that I do, whether it be for-profit, for-nonprofit, with my family or friends or whatever. I try to just put it all out there and give as much as I can.
So how did you get focused in what you're doing? I know that you're a certified strengths trainer, and we surely believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
What strengths did you identify that helped you focus your energy?
Well, that's a great question. My number one strength theme is an activator.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means for me is I'm not going to hem and haw a whole lot. I will think about what it is that I want to do, but I'm pretty prone to action. Thankfully for me, my activator strength theme is followed pretty closely by an input strength theme, which is important to me because that means I won't act too hastily or quickly. I like to get a lot of information and data and research and input and opinions from people that I trust and admire and respect before I act. So hopefully I'm not acting too quickly. But yeah, I'm a firm believer in strengths. And, you know, again, I feel like it's helping people to understand how they were uniquely made. And, you know, tying it back into what I said before, I think it's such an important thing to do because for most people, we all want to make a difference. Even people that are in job transitions or looking for their next position often say, I need to make X amount of dollars, but really what I want to do is I want to make a difference, and I want to know that I'm making a difference. And I think that's just how we're wired as humans. That's something that we all want to be able to do. And I think the best ways that we can do that is by giving in a way that we can make our greatest contribution. And typically that aligns with our strengths and or our passions.
Well, you have a feature article in Forbes on Forbes.com entitled Why Leadership Matters. Tell us about that.
Yeah,
why does leadership matter?
You know, I am such a believer that leadership can make all the difference. I think it is such a unique and powerful thing, and I believe that we can all show up as leaders, no matter where we are in an organization, no matter where we are in our lives. I think that there's a personal responsibility that we can all take, and it should align to not only how can we make a difference from a business perspective, but it should also equate to how do we impact the people around us. And I think that all of that is included in what great leadership looks like. And the more that we can acknowledge and recognize and take responsibility for not only those business aspects, but also the personal aspects and being cognizant of how we impact people around us, then indeed I believe that it can make all the difference in everything that we do.
Well, in the pre-show, you really lit up when you were talking about the Authentic Leadership Cincinnati programs. And tell us what that is.
Yeah, thanks. In August of 2009, I founded Authentic Leadership Cincinnati. We are a formal 501c3 nonprofit organization. And I started it because I felt like I could do all of the coaching, training, speaking in the world through my business, Sagestone Partners. And certainly I could make a difference doing that. But Lori Beth, I believe so much in the power of community and what community can do. And my thought was people can be coached and trained all day long, and they can learn new things and even put them into practice. But if they go back to an organization or an environment where they feel like they are alone, it might not be as easy for them to make the right decision, which is oftentimes the more difficult decision in certain situations. And so I felt gosh, you know, if they could feel like they were supported, like they had community around them and they could stand shoulder to shoulder with other people who believed in very values-based, very people-focused leadership, maybe, just maybe, if they felt like they had that support, it would empower them enough to still make that right decision when it is tougher. And so Authentic Leadership Cincinnati was founded on the premise of community. And so that's what we do, is we take opportunities not only to continue to build and develop values-based, people-focused leaders, but also to create a strong sense of community and to really nurture and develop and build that community so that people do indeed feel supported and they can value and rely on those relationships of like-minded people.
So you are the board president, and you have more than 550 active members.
We
That's
do.
Amazing.
We do. We are nearing 600. And it's funny, Lori Beth. I told my husband when I got the vision for Authentic Leadership, I said, you know, if I can just get 25 people on board, I think that we can make a positive difference in Cincinnati. We're a good-sized city, but we're certainly not a New York or an L.A. or a major market. And I'm telling you what, within a week we had over 100 members, and I said, oh my goodness, I can see very clearly that there's not just an interest in this, I think there's a thirst for it and there's a need for it, and it has just absolutely exploded, especially with the help of a fantastic board of directors that I'm blessed to be able to partner with in this initiative.
Well, share some of the programs that are happening, the initiatives that you all are working on.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. One thing that we just love to be able to do is to be able to demonstrate and share with others when we see great leaders really making a difference, and especially when it's those differences that are impacting businesses from an ROI perspective, but also just generally making people happier, because oftentimes that's what happens too. And so as an example, this Friday we have a meeting coming up, and the CEO of a global company will be coming and joining us. And he's going to share about how here in Greater Cincinnati, in their American headquarters, they have implemented some programs all around leadership and better teamwork and better communication, and how it has made significant differences in their business. And so we like to take those opportunities to be able to share with others, hey, great leadership can make a difference. And when you engage your employees, it does make a difference. And it has lots and lots of positive impact. So we try to take advantage of those opportunities to share those wonderful stories. So that's what we're doing this Friday. And then coming up later in the year, we've got an author, Mike Monahan, who will be sharing a new book that he'll be releasing. Kevin Eikenberry as well is a leadership coach and author, and he'll be sharing one of his new books that he just released called From Bud to Boss. And we just like to share great stories and help serve as a microphone for those great stories and opportunities where people can take a values-based and people-focused approach to leadership and do it well.
Well, Erin, do you meet monthly, or how does that work?
We meet about every other month in person, and then you can find Authentic Leadership Cincinnati on LinkedIn. We are a LinkedIn group, and then we try to be very intentional about sharing articles and stories and blog posts and just generating some really neat discussions where people have asked for advice and the counsel of other people in the group, knowing that they're probably going to come from a perspective that they value.
My goodness. Are you aware, are there other authentic leadership places like this around the country?
You know what? There are, and I've had many requests to help get those started, which I'm always happy to help field and support. But Authentic Leadership Cincinnati is really kind of an outgrowth even from a major national and virtual initiative that Mike Henry Sr. started with the Lead Change Group. And Lead Change is completely virtual. There are people spread all across the globe, and we all believe very strongly in what we call character-based leadership. And Mike and I have become very good friends over the past several years, and Authentic Leadership really started from the Lead Change Initiative as well. The only difference is I said, you know, I'd love to be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with some of these people and actually see them. And I believe that in person we might be able to make an even greater difference, certainly here in our local community. And so that's why Authentic Leadership was started.
Wow. One of the things that stands out really for me, what you you've said, is that sometimes making the right decision means making the most difficult decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your vision of having people gathered around who are values-based and people-centered. Is there anything else? You've got 1 minute, and then I'll take the last 30 seconds or so to share with our listeners today.
You know, I just, again, I think the power of leadership is so great. And I think if it can not only be harnessed, but also I would say embraced by everybody to lead from who they are and not what they are, and to take the best of who they are and to contribute that way, I think it can just make such an amazing difference in every aspect of our world. And that's what I would really encourage people to do.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Erin, for your time and your energy. My goodness, Cincinnati has a powerhouse there. And it looks like
you.
They're recognizing you every chance they get. They want to keep you.
Thank you.
So, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about authentic leadership or Erin herself, you can go to sagestone-partners.com. Get that dash in there. She's a dasher. Sagestone. thepartners.com. Erin, thank you so much for being with us. And this is the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And we also like to promote values-based leadership. And Erin, that's one of the reasons that you're here with us today. So blessings to you all. Go forth and lead.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.